This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Soybean aphids are increasing in number, and South Dakota soybean farmers urge to scout their fields for this tiny pest. Extension field crop entomologist Adam Verenhorst indicates populations are rising rapidly in some fields.
In the field, populations can double approximately every 6 to 7 days, but when we get a little bit of plant stress with drought symptoms and favorable temperatures, those populations can really take off fast.
The threshold level for soybean aphid is 250 per plant. Counting this tiny pest is tedious, but a speed counting method has been developed which saves tremendous time. Find the speed counting scouting technique on the soybean page at the SDSU Extension website. If insecticidal control is warranted, Verenhorst reports pyrethroid resistance has been confirmed in South Dakota soybeans, so using another active ingredient is advised. He says natural predators can aid in limiting aphid populations, but they must be present to be effective.
When you do go out and scout, it's important to note if you're seeing a lot of lady beetles, that might be an indicator that the populations aren't going to take off as fast for you. But if nothing's out there besides soybean aphids, it's further evidence that you're probably going to have a problem.
Verenhorst states soybean plants with threshold aphid infestations may wilt and yield fewer bushels.
Under a heavy infestation where the populations aren't managed in the field, we can see approximately 40% yield loss from the soybean aphid.
Visit the soybean page at extension.sdstate.edu for greater details.